Our first set of news stories for part two begins with an unidentified flying object. Two RAF pilots claim to have seen a UFO off the coast of Norfolk. The sighting, which was highlighted by the UK Airprox board, is said to have occurred during an air-to-air refuelling mission over the North Sea at Cromer in February. The UK Airprox board reports on incidents to improve air safety, covering near misses and unidentified objects. One of the pilots in the tanker ducked as the object whizzed by. The other pilot in the fighter jet, which was being refueled, also claimed to have seen the unidentified object. It's reported that the object missed the two RAF planes by 100 to 150 feet. The refueling mission was taking place at 16,000 feet. Whatever the mysterious object was, it did not appear on the pilot's radar as it shot past them at the time. This comes after a revelation at Gatwick Airport when a pilot claimed to have seen a flying saucer on the landing approach.
Norwich Airport has been rated good for accessibility in a new report. This rating was given by the UK Civil Aviation Authority, the CAA, as part of its annual Airport Accessibility Report, which assesses the quality of support provided to disabled passengers and those with reduced mobility. Norwich was one of 9 airports to receive a good rating, while 19 others were rated very good. Areas assessed included waiting time targets, satisfaction surveys, and consultation with disabled individuals and organizations through accessibility forums. In 2014, 13 airports were rated poor to needs improvement. The CAA credits a decade of investments in facilities, services, and staff training for the improved performance across the sector. Norwich Airport also received a good rating in last year's report showing consistent performance.
Headstones deemed unsafe during council inspections have started being laid flat on the ground in Earlham Cemetery. Norwich City Council has removed 60 memorials from their plinths, which were identified as high risk and most likely to become unstable and potentially fall if leaned upon or touched. Despite criticism from some visitors to the 85-acre site between Earlham and Beauthorpe Roads, more than 2,000 headstones have been given yellow labels, which read, "Warning, Unsafe Memorial," by contractors working on behalf of Norwich City Council after inspections began in May. City Hall is planning to check more than 50,000 gravestones across Earlham Cemetery, Rosary Cemetery, and some smaller churchyards within the next 3 years. The council has said it's paused the testing programme until next year.
A bookshop has promised to put a curse on a thief who keeps stealing graphic novels from the business. The Book Hive, located in London Street, Norwich, has been targeted by a perpetrator who has stolen books from the shop on several occasions. Now, as a preventative measure, the bookshop says it would cast a hex on the thief. The shop was nominated for a national award earlier this year. It was up for the overall Independent Bookshop of the Year at the British Book Awards in April.
A warning has been issued about lithium-ion batteries after a large blaze at an industrial estate near Norwich's Outer Ring Road. The fire broke out at PSH Environmental, a waste management warehouse in Rackheath. Following the incident, a spokesman for PSH Environmental encouraged all members of the public to dispose of the batteries at the county's recycling centres. The company said they will rebuild and hope to be back up to speed very soon.
The popular monthly lunchtime series of classical chamber music, with a particular emphasis on up-and-coming young artists, intermingled with stars, is about to start its 10th season at the Assembly House in Norwich. It was 1750 when the distinguished Norfolk-born architect Thomas Ivory was commissioned to build a House of Assemblies on a site in Theatre Street, Norwich, and his building included the famous Georgian Music Room. It is much admired throughout the country for its elegance and acoustics, especially for chamber music. Indeed, the distinguished composer Franz Liszt chose the Music Room as one of his venues for his tour of England in the 1840s, and it was in this building that the then Norfolk and Norwich Chamber Music held their founding concerts. For programme and ticket information, see www.assemblyhouseclassical.co.uk.